Betty in Wisconsin's got some unwanted water in the kitchen. Tell us what's going on with the fridge.
Seems like when I make ice, it creates a lot of water, ice down on the bottom of the freezer part, and then it leaks out on the floor. And I don't know if it's when it's defrosting or when I'm making ice.
Betty, where exactly is the water dripping out from?
Down on the floor.
And you have a drip pan underneath this?
Yes.
If it's a self-defrosting refrigerator, there's usually a tube that comes out and aims towards the drip pan. And what I'm thinking here is that that part of the drain is misaligned or has become jammed or bent or...
The tube could even
be clogged. Exactly. Because it's not getting to the pan, it's coming out elsewhere, and that's the issue. So what you're going to have to do is pull that pan out, look under there with a strong flashlight, identify where that tube is, and try to figure out if it's blocked or it's clogged or perhaps it's missing. I don't think that it's a major deal. I think you're just going to have to be a bit of a detective here. And if you can't see under there, I'll give you a little trick of the trade from my years as a home inspector. And that is you can take a small mirror, like the kind that you use for compact, like a makeup mirror, and shine the flashlight against that, and that will light up the underside of the refrigerator, and you can see where you're going with the mirror.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't want you guys to get the idea that I carried my makeup with me on my years as a home inspector. We actually use the folding mirror for that, but I'm not suggesting you go out and buy one, but a compact works fine.
All right.
All right, Betty, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.